This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden announced that Israel and Hezbollah agreed to a U.S. brokered ceasefire, which is now in effect.
The U.S. will play some role in assuring Hezbollah retreats. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is also hopeful this could have a positive effect on a possible ceasefire in Gaza, given that Hamas would not be able to rely on Hezbollah to distract Israeli forces if this ceasefire holds.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Cop killing northeast of Dallas. Police in Greenville, Texas, say Officer Cooper Dawson was shot dead, ambushed during a foot chase after a traffic stop. The suspected killer wounded, hospitalized in custody. A judge in Rockville, Maryland, ordered held without bail FBI Special Agent Eduardo Valdivia. He's accused of sexually assaulting multiple women through what investigators say was a modeling and tattoo scam. This is ABC News. The Biden administration pushing for Medicare and Medicaid coverage of anti-obesity medications, potentially expanding coverage to millions.
The White House says this new action would expand coverage for more than 7 million Americans enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid. Through that Medicare coverage, out-of-pocket costs for these obesity prescription drugs could go down by as much as 95% for some enrollees. But the incoming Trump administration would need to finalize this proposal for it to go into effect. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, has been a fierce critic of weight loss drugs, saying they fail to address the root causes of obesity in the U.S. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Teams that made the baseball playoffs are divvying up the postseason money. A full share for the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers comes to more than $477,000. That's down from the two previous seasons as players divided a record pool of money among more people. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brook Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker. When they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field, Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Middle 20s for lows, light winds. On your Wednesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the middle 30s, light northeast winds. Could see a few flurries Wednesday night. Right now, it's 22.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a pre-Thanksgiving special, Trigby Olson, The Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow with a Martha Stewart recipe. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3 of our program. I want to interview myself here after having done, I don't know, 30 or 40 of these things during our virtual and physical book tour about my new book, The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class and How to Rescue Our Future. And I'm just going to go through the book here with you over the course of the next 30 minutes, and then I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the bottom of the hour, and share with you, you know, basically this new book that I wrote, which, by the way, I think is a great holiday gift. Shameless plug department. But it's my newest book. It just came out just a few weeks ago. It's The Hidden History of the American Dream. And it starts out, it doesn't quite start out this way, but it makes reference to this. It's dealt with in more detail in a few of my other books, but my other hidden history books, the one on neoliberalism and the one on democracy. But it is referenced in this book that it really starts back in the 1770s. In the 1770s, you know, when we had the Revolutionary War and we wrote the Constitution, Adam Smith, who was most famous for writing Wealth of Nations, wrote another book that was actually, I think, far more important. It was called A Theory of Moral Sentiments. And in A Theory of Moral Sentiments, Smith makes a point that, by the way, is also made by Thomas Paine in his book or in his pamphlet, Agrarian Justice, that if you don't intervene in a capitalist economy, you predictably always get basically the same result, which is a very small percentage of people who are very, very wealthy. They've won the capitalism game, the winners, the top 1% or 1/100th of 1%. Below them, you've got a very small middle class, 2, 3, 4, 5% at the most. And this is doctors, lawyers, shopkeepers, what today we would refer to as the upper middle class. And then below that is the bottom 95%, the working poor, who have no power and no wealth and live in perpetual debt. That's the consequence of unregulated capitalism. Adam Smith pointed this out in both of his books. This is, the author of The Iron Law of Wages, wrote about this. Keynes wrote about it. This is no secret. In fact, every book that Charles Dickens ever wrote was about this. Christmas Carol, you know, we're heading toward the Christmas holidays here. Christmas Carol, in that story, the top 1%, the richest, the people who controlled 80% of the wealth in England, are completely absent. You don't see them. That's the royal family and all their cronies. Ebenezer Scrooge was the middle class in England. He was a small businessman. His business was so small, in fact, that he had only one employee, Bob Cratchit. He was the bottom end of the middle class. And then, of course, Bob Cratchit represented the 95% of the working poor. Charles Dickens knew this well. His own father went to debtor's prison. So that's what you get with unregulated capitalism. Well, back in the 1770s, Adam Smith and Thomas Paine and even Thomas Jefferson all wrote about the possibility that with government intervention, you could create a larger middle class than just that 2 or 3 or 4 or 5%. But we never really did it. In 1933, when Franklin Roosevelt became president, the middle class in America was 15% of us. Now, keep in mind, when Reagan came into office, it was 65% of us. What happened? How did we get there in just 40 years? Or 50 years? What happened was Franklin Roosevelt and Frances Perkins, his labor secretary, and Eleanor Roosevelt, his wife, and John Maynard Keynes got together and said, we're going to intervene in the marketplace in a way that will build an American middle class that's more than half of us. It would have never happened before in any country in the world. It was unheard of. It was an insane idea. But he said, we're going to do it. And he did it by legalizing unions, by having a minimum wage all across, national, federal minimum wage that was actually a living wage at the time. It would, today's equivalent of the original minimum wage would be somewhere around $18 an hour. Minimum wage with unemployment insurance, Social Security, so that when people aren't working in their old age, they don't become destitute and become a burden on their families. Federal jobs programs to plant a billion trees, to build highways, to build bridges, the Tennessee Valley Project to generate electricity, the Hoover Dam to generate electricity. I mean, he just built America with federal tax dollars. And he paid for it with a 90% income tax on the morbidly rich people in this country and a 55% income tax on corporate profits. Now, corporations didn't have to pay that tax if they took their profits and used it to pay their employees well, or to develop new products, research and development, or to open new stores. Those are all tax deductible. So there were ways that corporations that were very, very, you know, growing like crazy and doing very well, still didn't pay any taxes because they did the things that were good for them and good for the country. That's why high corporate taxes are a good thing, because they force good corporate behavior. Now, into the mix here, into the middle of this, as we were in the 1950s, the early 1950s, 1951, the year I was born, as we were passing through the early 1950s, we started approaching 50% of us being in the middle class. FDR's dream. Never happened before. And Russell Kirk published a book in 1951 titled The Conservative Mind, From Burke to Eliot. That's from Edmund Burke, the famous British, actually he was Irish, I believe, economist and philosopher who famously said, it does me no harm if a man is allowed to engage in a profession as servile as that of tallow maker or hairdresser, candle maker or hairdresser, but it does society considerable violence if such a man is allowed to govern. In other words, vote. From Burke to Eliot, T.S. Eliot was a famous conservative. He was a poet, famous conservative in the early 20th century, who also didn't think women and wealthy people and poor people should be allowed to vote. So in his book, Russell Kirk proposed that a growing middle class could be a very dangerous thing for America, that America should have classes and orders, that we should basically have a caste system. Now, at the time that he wrote at the time that he wrote that book, he was widely considered a crackpot by Republicans. Barry Goldwater loved it. William F. Buckley loved it. He wrote about it. But most Republicans just thought he was nuts, particularly the Eisenhower Republicans. Eisenhower completely rejected Russell Kirk. Eisenhower was president from 53 to 61. Republican. And a number of the writers around Russell Kirk started saying, well, you know, how does this play out? Well, if too many people get into the middle class, see, the problem was, the belief was that the middle class people, because they weren't born to great wealth, and they had no experience in governing, their parents had not been legislators or senators or presidents or anything like that, didn't know how to run a country. And so if you let them vote and you let them decide policy, it would ruin the country. And so some of the writers around Kirk suggested that three things would happen if we hit 50% middle class. Number one, young people would no longer respect their elders, and that would cause society to disintegrate, a lost generation. Number two, women would no longer know their place in the family, and that would cause society to disintegrate. And women would be in the workplace competing with men, which would cause economic chaos. And number three, minorities, specifically and largely black people, would demand instant equality with white people, and that would produce social chaos. Again, most Republicans thought this was nutty stuff. And then came the 60s. In 1961, the FDA legalized the birth control pill. So by 1965, you had a full-blown women's movement, women saying, hey, we can control our reproductive capacity. We want a job. And we want parity with men. By 1966, you had an anti-war movement. By 67, it had exploded. Young men out there burning their draft cards, sitting in on college campuses, you know, being shot at by the National Guard at Kent State. And throughout the 60s, you had the peak of the civil rights movement that really blew up when Martin Luther King was assassinated and American cities were on fire. And at that point, in the late 60s, the Republicans looked around at each other and said, holy crap, Russell Kirk was right when he wrote The Conservative Mind. And he and the people around him said that if the middle class ever got too big, it was going to take America to ruin. It was going to destroy American society, and the communists will come in and pick up whatever's left over. So when Ronald Reagan came into office in 1981, he had one job, and that was reduce the size of the middle class, because the middle class was so big, it was two-thirds of us at that time in 1981. It was so big, it represented a threat to the stability and future of our country. And so Reagan set about killing off the middle class. Destroy the unions. A third of us were in unions at that time. Now it's only 11%. Destroy the unions. Freeze the minimum wage. Make it really hard to get unemployment insurance. Drop the top tax rate from 74% down to 25%. Stop enforcing antitrust laws. Let corporations get as big as they want. Make it much, much harder for working people to unionize. All of this stuff together. Oh, and free trade. And Reagan, you know, embraced free trade. Yeah, let companies go overseas for their manufacturing. In fact, it was the Reagan administration that wrote the NAFTA agreement that was later signed by Bill Clinton, that was so contentious in the 92 election. And so with these four or five tools, Ronald Reagan took the American middle class over a 43-year period. Reaganism took the American middle class from two-thirds of us down to where we are right now, which is 43% of us. The story continues. We're talking about the hidden history of the American dream, the demise of our middle class, and how to rescue our future. My newest book, I'm sharing with you what's in the book, and I will continue on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of the hidden history of the American dream.
How how would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that would raise a red flag for you, right? Well, big dog food companies know that, so they fractionate it. They split it up into different ingredients. Instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the label, it gets listed as a little wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. In fact, it's bad for dogs. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy. I've never seen them go so crazy for a dog food. Seriously. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You've got a heart that's smaller than a microscopic grain. You're a cruel one, Mr. Trump. You separated kids. You built a wall of malice where humanity forbids, Mr. Trump. You deport a puppy just for chewing on your lids. You're a bigot, Mr. Trump. A xenophobic mess. From Muslim bands to Charlottesville, you double down, no less.
Welcome back, 25 minutes Mr. past the hour. So what do we do about this, right? I pointed out when my generation was in our 30s, we had 21% of the nation's wealth. The generation right now in their 30s have 4.6% of the nation's wealth. How do we get back our middle class? Straightforward. This is actually the easiest part of the whole thing, and it's the, you know, it's the last half of the book. The way that we get back, it's not rocket science. We did this before. We went from 15% middle class in 1933 to 65% middle class in 1981. Steady growth, continuous. How did we do it? Pretty straightforward stuff, and that's the list in the book. We had a high-quality public education system that educated everybody in this country for free. We had a college system across the country where you could go to college for free or damn close to free. In California, it was entirely free. We had housing was inexpensive. When my dad bought his house in 1957, the house that he died in, for $15,000, at that point in time, housing cost on average, the median house in America cost twice the median wage. Dad made around $7,000 a year. He bought a $13,000 or $15,000 house, I forget which. About twice his annual salary. That was normal. Today, the median house is $460,000 and the median salary is around $44,000. In other words, today housing is 10 times the median salary. Why? Because we've commodified housing. You got big hedge funds, you got foreign investors, all this kind of stuff. We need to fix housing. We need to fix childcare. We need to bring our jobs back home. We talked earlier about the importance of targeted, rational tariffs. We need to deal with climate change. We need to make NASCAR, Congress wear NASCAR patches. In other words, we need to get money out of politics and stop the legal bribery of people through because of Citizens United. We need paid sick leave and low-cost childcare. And we need a national health care program. I mean, it's pretty straightforward stuff. And we need to start taxing the rich again.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is all stuff we've done before. And it worked! We can do it again once Democrats get power again. Spread the word. Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience, too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom, right. T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson. Thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
This is the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden announced that Israel and Hezbollah agreed to a U.S.-brokered ceasefire, which is now in effect.
The U.S. will play some role in assuring Hezbollah retreats. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is also hopeful this could have a positive effect on a possible ceasefire in Gaza, given that Hamas would not be able to rely on Hezbollah to distract Israeli forces if this ceasefire holds.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Cop killing northeast of Dallas. Police in Greenville, Texas, say Officer Cooper Dawson was shot dead, ambushed during a foot chase after a traffic stop. The suspected killer wounded, hospitalized in custody. A judge in Rockville, Maryland, ordered held without bail FBI Special Agent Eduardo Valdivia. He's accused of sexually assaulting multiple women through what investigators say was a modeling and tattoo scam. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Middle 20s for lows, light winds. On your Wednesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs in the middle 30s. Light northeast winds. Could see a few flurries Wednesday night. It's 24 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday morning, what's next for those school districts where referendums failed earlier this month? We'll talk about looming cuts to education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Guys, and grab a little holiday calm for yourself. I love their sleeping products, by the way. They really work. And right now, you can save up to 60% during CB Distillery's Black Friday sale. It's the perfect time to stock up and get all your shopping done. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP for up to 60% off. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is VIP for up to 60% off. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Can heal the wounds we can't erase. In this moment, we can see a better world for you and me. This Thanksgiving, we'll choose to mend, to find the strength to love again. With gratitude, we'll light the way. This Thanksgiving, let peace stay. For every heart that's far from home, for every soul feels alone, let gratitude reach out and find the power to heal the ties that bind. So let us gather one and all and answer love's unyielding call. Forgiveness builds a brighter view, and gratitude makes all things new. At Thanksgiving, choose to tend. Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. It can be a beautiful time of year. As we contemplate the darkness ahead. Picking up your calls here, Bradley in Northport, Michigan. Hey, Bradley, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. Again, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Tom, and
thank
your
you.
Staff. It does a great job, and your family, and America. Thank you for the reflection you did on your new book. It resonates with me. I'm from Michigan, a little bit older, but a lot of commonality in there, where things were affordable, and I thought that that point, everything was doable.
Yeah.
And couldn't have been more enthusiastic.
Well, everything was doable, guess, back then. I mean,
yeah. I guess that's what they say when refer back to when Make America Great Again.
Yeah.
Because that was a pretty good time, I think, for us all.
At least for us white guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. As I saw going on, that became really evident. But yeah, the tenor of my call, as I told your screener, was, I would like to pierce the inner sanctum of whoever gets with Joe Biden and just offer up to start giving pardons. Get proactive with it to Milley, to Kelly, to Liz Cheney, to Adam Schiff,
anybody
across
Kinzinger.
And start
with Hunter people. Biden.
Correct. No. That is a caveat. I think everyone other than Hunter and himself. And you present what America really isn't doing that. And I think they would be in agreement, Hunter and maybe Joe himself in that regard. But it is such a wide argument.
Do you know what they're prosecuting Hunter Biden for, Bradley?
I understand that. But you're going to have to convict him.
But, you know, he's already been convicted. Let me just explain this. When you buy a gun, there's a form that you fill out, and it's got a little box on it that says, do you use drugs right now? 20 million, that includes marijuana. 20 million Americans last year bought guns and used marijuana and checked that box saying, no, I don't. 20 million. Only one of them got arrested for checking that box. That was Hunter Biden. The other thing that Hunter Biden did is when he was working for the Ukrainian group, you know, which I agree was corrupt and he shouldn't have done, but he didn't sell his country out. He just took advantage of his daddy's job, sort of like Don Jr. and Eric and Ivanka and Jared. But when he was running, when he was working for them, he didn't pay his income taxes. 2 years later, the IRS caught up with him, said, pay up your damn taxes. He paid his taxes. He paid them in full. Now, literally, a million Americans last year paid their taxes late. The only one who was prosecuted was Hunter Biden. You tell me he shouldn't be pardoned?
No, I take that, Tom, but don't overlook my main point of thousands across the country that are in his crosshair to speak of. And why should they live their life in fear of that recrimination and reprisal from him? And that's all he has going forward. So, okay, give Hunter and Biden that. But what about the rest of them? And that's what has to be piercing his network, and so he gets proactive with it before he's run out of office.
No, I agree with you on all that. All the generals and former officials that Donald Trump wants to throw in jail.
Anybody that's been threatened. It's thousands, maybe.
Yeah, no, I'm
and
with
so
you.
So what? You give thousands of people the right to live their life in peace.
Yep, I'm with you. Bradley, thank you. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, just to make a point about what your last caller was talking about, Biden probably should pardon his son because there's a good chance that Donald Trump will do it to make himself magnanimous.
That's interesting.
And he will do it to act as if, see, I am above politics. And I would rather Biden pardon his son than Donald Trump pardon.
I think Trump is going to throw him in jail. I mean, he's facing 20 years.
There are people who advise Trump to do certain things that actually make him look good, and they will convince him, this will make you look good.
Yeah, you may well be right, Larry.
Biden's own father did not pardon his own son. Right. I will do it to get rid of the partisan.
Right. Yeah. Well, also, it would set up the possibility of Trump advance pardoning Ivanka and Jared for selling their country out to Saudi Arabia, and you know, Don Jr.
And the other day he was rubbing cocaine on his gums during a public event. And then when people complain about him pardoning his own kids, he will say, "I also pardon Joe Biden."
Yeah, I got it.
I'd like to again address the situation of Bill Clinton and him losing manufacturing jobs. He actually did not lose any manufacturing jobs. Mm-hmm. What happens when there's a graph that you can find, one of those spread graphs, that shows that manufacturing jobs as a percentage of all jobs in America has been going down for every president. Mm-hmm. But that only means that the economy was growing faster than the number of manufacturing jobs.
Well, it also means that the manufacturing sector has been improving efficiency and thus needing fewer employees.
Yeah, that too. But you have to go in and look deeper to see, okay, which president actually lost manufacturing jobs as our percentage was going down, mm-hmm. and that is Ronald Reagan, Bush, Trump.
Oh, really?
Clinton actually saw manufacturing jobs grow. Obama, if you take his whole two terms, because he was losing 800,000 jobs a month in his first term because of George Bush's crashed economy.
Right.
It shows that he also lost a few, but that was in the first few months when that was George W. Bush's recession.
Right.
After that, Obama also saw manufacturing jobs grow, and Biden saw manufacturing jobs grow. So this idea that Glass-Steagall or NAFTA or most favored nation status that Bill Clinton signed, or I'll even throw in the media law that he signed. Mm-hmm. None of that stuff hurt the Democratic presidents, except for the fact that the right wingers got more powerful. But none of that stuff has caused Democratic presidents to have a recession or to lose jobs. Mm-hmm. It only happened when Republicans feckless Republicans get in the White House. And so regarding, and if I may jump over to what I said recently, I'm sitting here looking at the Dow gain points and the VIX go up and try to, it appears that it tries to knock the Dow down, mm-hmm. and then the Dow overpowers it. And I think that every time that VIX jumps up, I think that's the Fed pulling billions out of the Dow. Yeah. And I suspect that the Fed doesn't have to pull the same amount of money out of each index. And so they're trying to stop Joe Biden from seeing a percentage gain that's greater than what Trump saw. He already has more points added. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to stop him from seeing a percentage gain over Donald Trump. Yeah. And I watched this now for several weeks happen. And this is the Fed. I really do believe that the Fed fingers on the scale is when the VIX goes up.
Yeah.
And I actually think that day traders can actually use that to gain wealth in this trade.
Yeah.
So I think the Fed is corrupt. I think he's a blatant ball-faced liar, and I think he hates the normal American people because he gave trillions to the Fed.
Yeah. Well, clearly, I mean, you know, Jerome Powell is a member of the banking elite, so a very, very wealthy banking elite. He's been a lifelong Republican. So I give a lot of credibility to your comments, Larry. Thank you very much. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth.
That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise a big red flag for you, right? Well, dog food companies know that, so they split it into different ingredients. They fractionate it. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy, our dogs, I've never seen dogs go so nuts for food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Tom Hartman crew thanks you every day for the calls you make, the thoughts you share, for the hope you bring and the fight you bear. You tune in strong, you stand up tall. Together we're answering democracy's call. This Thanksgiving, we're grateful it's true. The Tom Hartman crew thanks you. Together we'll stand, we won't ever quit.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Not much, Tom. You're brilliant as always. First little factoid for you. You know, Viktor Orban was an atheist, actually documented atheist, before he found God to run for office. And it just reminded me of Trump.
Yep.
The other thing is, I think we have to start referring to MAGA correctly, which is Make America Gilded Again.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think that's what it really is. As far as I'm beating up the DNC and all that stuff on the election, I think it was a failure to educate because a lot of people have disinformation. You have to educate them. They didn't do it.
Yep.
And they're too close to the greed, even though they did a lot. They're too close to the greed. I'll give you a couple examples. The same week that you were on C-SPAN within that five-day time period, John Larson of Maryland, senator from Maryland, was on C-SPAN.
He's a congressman, I think.
Yeah, congressman. Yeah, that's right. And he was saying that we should get rid of the filibuster. Really? Were you calling for that when the Democrats actually had the Senate? Right. I thought that was ridiculous.
Right.
There was another, this one blew me away. There was another House member on later, after, a few days later, Democrat, that said he agreed with Citizens United.
Oh, God.
Right. But he said it needed more regulation, like, you know, where we can actually know who the zillionaires are that are buying our country.
Right.
This is what I mean. And here's the most important thing, Tom, and I think you have to get your callers to focus in on this. Since August, Chuck Schumer has been sitting on a vote for Lauren McFerrin, who right now the Democrats have a 3-2 advantage on the National Labor Board, right? Mm-hmm. If they don't fill that, Trump gets to come in, and you know he'll put an anti-union, anti-worker, terrible person on that board.
Right.
And Chuck Schumer, I don't know why he's dragging it. He's been able to bring that Biden nominated her. Mm-hmm. It's been sitting there since August.
Wow.
If he doesn't fill it, the National Labor Relations Board will be run by Republicans during Trump's next 2 years. So everybody needs to call Schumer, even though he's already shut down his office for the holidays. But when, you know, when that time comes up, they need to call the congressional office. His direct number is 202-224-6542.
Right.
And everybody after the holidays needs to pound him and ask him why he's not moving Lauren McFerrin up for just a vote.
Okay.
You know, they always say we have a Democratic Republic, so you have a single person blocking everything.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very Democratic.
Yeah.
But anyway, have a great holiday. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. And happy holidays to you, too. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Thank you, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you. For over 17 years, around that, I've been lucky enough to been able to call your show. And your book is about what I call the show all about. The bottom line is entrenched greed, FDR, who with you, with me and you, we're probably the biggest fans I know of FDR, right?
Mm-hmm.
And FDR said it best, we have earned the hatred of entrenched greed. But more than this, now we got something else going on. We got a stacked Supreme Court that passed Citizens United that made a man, I cannot believe it. So we're the problem too, who the fellow Americans who voted in a convicted felon.
Yeah.
Now we got a now along with entrenched greed, we got the other biggie, a different standard of justice.
Yep.
We have a different standard of justice.
Yep, equal justice under the law. No man is above the law. Those are dead now, officially killed by Merrick Garland.
Well, then we're dead then. We can't be dead. We got to keep fighting.
Well, we're not dead, no.
We've got to get...
We're not dead at all.
No, I know. I know you didn't mean it like that, but you said it.
Yeah. Gary, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Hey, thanks for being with us today. We'll be back next week. Have a wonderful holiday, Thanksgiving holiday. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Let's make this a time of healing to the extent that we can, and rejuvenation, so we can hit the ground running next week and really fight the fight. Thanks so much for being with us. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful and blessed holiday season, and I will catch up with you soon.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Justthrivehealth.com, promo code.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, John and Gordy from the John and Gordy Show. It's usually 6 a.m. in Madison. Fill it in for Dom. I'm certain Thanksgiving a little early. James Santel and Dr. Tim Slucker will be guests. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above LaCrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX LaCrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.